W.F. House presents an unabridged recording of The Penultimate Truth by Philip K. Dick, narrated by Eduardo Ballerini.
Chapter 1. A fog can drift in from outside and get you. It can invade. At the long high window of his library, an Ozymandian structure built from concrete chunks that had once in another age formed an entrance ramp to the Bayshore Freeway, Joseph Adams pondered. Watched the fog, that of the Pacific. And because this was evening and the world was darkening, this fog scared him as much as that other fog, the one inside which did not invade, but stretched and stirred and filled the empty portions of the body. Usually the latter fog is called loneliness.
"Fix me a drink,"
Colleen said plaintively from behind him.
"Your arm," he said. "It fell off. You can't squeeze the lemon."
He turned from the window with its view of dead trees, the Pacific beyond and its layer in the sky, darkness hanging and approaching, and for a moment actually considered fixing her the drink. And then he knew what he had to do, where he had to be. At the marble-topped desk, which had been salvaged from a bombed-out house in the Russian Hill section of the former city of San Francisco, he seated himself at the retorizer, touched its on tab. Groaning, Colleen disappeared to search for Letty to fix her the drink. Joseph Adams, at his desk and retorizer, heard her go and was glad. For some reason, but here he did not care to probe his own mind too deeply, he was lonelier with Colleen Hackett than without her. And anyhow, late on Sunday night, he fixed a dreadful drink. It was always too sweet, as if by mistake one of his Lettys had dug up a bottle of Tokay, and he had used it, not dry vermouth, in the martinis. Ironically, left to themselves, the Lettys never made that error. Was this an omen? Joe Adams wondered. Are they getting smarter than us? At the keyboard of the retorizer, he typed, carefully, the substantive he wanted. Squirrel. Then after 2 good minutes of sluggish deep thought, the limiting adjective, smart. Okay, he said aloud, and sat back, touched the rerun tab. The retorizer, as Colleen re-entered the library with her tall gin drink, began to construct for him in the odd dimension. It is a wise old squirrel, it said tinnily. It possessed only a 2-inch speaker. And yet this little fellow's wisdom is not its own. Nature has endowed it. Oh, God, Joe Adams said savagely, and slapped off the sleek steel and plastic machine with all its many microcomponents. It became silent. He then noticed Colleen. Sorry, but I'm tired.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?